Welcome to the David Hong Show. I'm your host, Ron Hong, and with me
is David Noble.
Yes.
Now, should we be using full names? Like, let's...
Never again.
Yeah. From now on, just say you're your first name, and I'm my first name, and together we are our first names.
I'm first name, and with me is...
Exactly. Because your first name already is hard to say. To combine both the first and the last is like a nightmare.
That's a joke.
No, you have an awkward, spelled, and pronounced first name.
I'm a difficult person. I have a lot of issues. And here we are, episode 6 of the David Hong Show.
Wow, who would have thought we... Actually, remember in the first episode when we said, start tuning in around 6? I hope nobody followed that tip.
Well, in our defense, episode 1 was hardly an episode, so... It was like a prelude.
I thought it was our best episode. No, I didn't.
A Toyota prelude. Prelude.
Huh?
Like the car.
Honda.
No, that's me.
Oh, God. And we had our usual decision of whether to restart this or
no,
keep going.
Let's just go. Should we get right into our favorite segment of all time?
Well, let me just say one thing, that last week you ran the show, in quotes, and we got some feedback saying that that worked well. So I'm all for that. I'm just like
feedback
your,
in the singular.
I'm just your oral slave. That did not sound right. So take it, Han. Again, that did not sound right either.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, I think we should just hit them with our most tastiest bit. Then we'll get into our new thing that I've been, like, trying to, like, get out there. And then we'll see where that goes from there. Yeah?
You're the boss.
Okay, great. So, let's start the show off with a little fakey five.
The crowd favorite.
Crowd pleaser.
Pleaser. Pleasing favorite.
Please everyone.
Please stop that.
So I had, I guess I'll start, because I put a few minutes into this one.
And you're the boss. You decide everything.
Yes.
Maybe you won't even let me do my fakey five.
Okay, let's stop with that. All right. So recently, I like to keep my fakey five topical, because I feel like, you know, in the news last week was kind of boring. I talked about, you know, Health Canada. What was it? They gave a warning or notification, a warning about cell phone usage to, like, tone it down a bit, a
right.
notch.
Yes, I remember that.
So I want to keep my fakey five and in the news, kind of put them together a bit. So... In the news lately, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the Shafia family or whatever in Montreal, they murdered, or at least they're suspected of murdering their 3 teenage daughters.
I know nothing about this.
It was like second news item on like Google News. Anyway, it's this big thing about like these people from Afghanistan. I think they're from Afghanistan. I'm sorry if they're not, but I think they're like recent immigrants, and...
Is this going to be a racism?
Anyway, it's like, you know, people are kind of not talking too much about it, but, you know, this family are, or they're practicing Sharia law, you know, or Sharia law?
Is this going to be a fakey five somehow?
Yeah, this is a fakey five. So anyway, no, but it's related to it, because, you know, these teenage girls, they...
Just quickly to say what the story is.
The story is that these 3 teenage girls, their bodies they went missing and their bodies were found. And now it turns out that they had gone to the school and said to counselors, you know, we're scared our father's going to kill us because he thinks we're too sinful and we're too free, you know, in this new society, whatever.
Is this cleavage related?
Could be. And they had like secret boyfriends because they're afraid if their father find out he would kill them. And
because
blah, blah, blah.
He's religious?
Yeah, no, he's super religious. He practiced Sharia law or Sharia law.
I don't even know what that word is.
You law? Don't know? Sharia law?
Joke headed there?
Yeah.
You thought
yeah,
it was a.
I did. It was worth a giggle. A simple haha. Anyway, so my fakey five, why do I have so much problem? So much difficulty saying fakey five. I always want to say freaky five because of that.
Fussy
freaky Friday.
Five. What about fussy five?
Fussy five? That's hard to say too. Anyway, so my fakey five is about Sharia law. Now these are...
I'm dead.
These are... Well,
I would be dead under
these
Sharia
These are
law.
Sharia law things, like the laws, I guess, that you're supposed to follow if you're, you know, follow Sharia law.
Okay.
And one of them, obviously, I made up or I embellished way.
No, Han, I've got a little bad news for you because I follow Shania Law.
Do you?
No, Shania Twain on Twitter.
Oh, Shania Law.
Yeah. That was a good joke. Get it?
Shania Law. I would follow that too. So, ooh, let's just get right into it. First item. Under Sharia law, or Sharia law, I don't know the pronunciation.
Well,
I should have researched that.
So this does not count in the overall statistics, since you don't know the pronunciation.
Number one, prayer. You have to pray 5 times a day at specific times of the day.
Now,
the number is 5, but if it's 6 or 4, then that counts as a fake.
Oh, so you're going to play that little lame game.
Yeah. No, I guess it would be 1 or 10.
Doesn't have to be an order of magnitude.
Yeah, 1 or 10.
That's what they do on the old Skeptic's Guide.
Yeah, okay, next.
Well, hold on. I know that's a Muslim law, so I just don't know if
Sharia law is like an extreme form of Muslim law. Yeah, I guess extreme form. Can't think of another word. Number 2, oral sex is strictly forbidden.
Forbidden?
Forbidden. Verboten. Can't do it.
Verbatim?
Yep. Number 3, when it comes to inheritance, women receive half of what men receive. Half.
That sounds fair to me. That's just a joke, listeners.
Number 4, Islam orders apostates to be killed. Apostates are people who stop.
Who postulate too much.
Who are people who stop practicing Sharia law or stop being a Muslim. They are to be murdered.
Okay.
And 5th.
So far, by the way, you've made them all up, but go on.
The 5th item on the Sharia law is that a Muslim man is permitted up to 4 wives. So the 5 items are prayer 5 times a day, oral sex is strictly forbidden, women receive half of men when inheriting, apostates are killed if they leave the religion. By definition, apostates are people who leave the religion, I guess.
You're talking too much, it's probably it, but go on.
And Muslim men are permitted up to 4 wives. Which of these did I make up?
Which did you make up? We need a little thinking theme music for.
We could have it. We won't hear it, but I can edit it in.
Well, we can't do it now. Then it'll seem dumb.
Oh yeah.
Next time we'll just pretend it's on.
We forgot to mention that I added some music to last episode. I hope everyone enjoyed it as much as I did.
What's that? I hear a lot of complaints now. Hold on. I like the music.
Yeah, I did too. It adds fun.
There was some concerns about your editing process, which we won't go into right now.
We'll
save that for a time
bonus
to hate.
Bonus show.
Okay, so I'm thinking I'm narrowing it down between the 50% inheritance.
Okay.
And the 4 wives.
Oh.
I'm thinking it's one of those two. Does the order of magnitude rule apply on the wives? Or does it not apply to this whole game?
Let's say if it's the polygamy one, it could be 2 wives or 8 wives. I will say double it.
The fact that you just said that, I now believe that one's true. I don't think you would have handled it that way if that was a fakie. So 50% inheritance is my guess.
And the truth is oral sex is strictly forbidden is false. They are fine with oral sex.
Do you know that?
I looked it up, yeah. They're fine
You looked it up. Did you ask?
There's a lot of YouTube on this subject.
YouTube or porn tube?
Porn tube.
Fillet tube?
You mean you porn?
Fallopian tube?
Oral sex is fine.
Do you know, have you had Sharirian girlfriends? Is that how you know this?
It's a very scary thing to try to get at Sharirian. Because Muslim women aren't allowed to date or marry, I should say, or have
date
relations
or
with. Date or fillet. DateOrFillet.com. They aren't allowed to have relations with
Muslim
men.
The power's still on. Okay,
shit.
We're going to keep going. We have, 9 minutes of a bit of background hum. We're not going to start it over. We have some gems here.
Okay.
I'm just flicking it off now.
This is you're the hardware guy. So I hope...
Sorry, everybody, for 10 minutes of a background hum. Hopefully we'll never make this mistake again. And maybe if we do it on your computer, it won't have this problem.
Maybe.
Okay, so you stumped me on...
That was a good one. Oral
but
sex.
But fillatordate.com, we're thinking maybe starting?
Yes, I'm going to start that one right now.
Wow,
but,
oral sex. That's
You clever. Thought that was forbidden.
And the inheritance is real. That's interesting.
They're all real. Yeah, all the other ones are real.
No, they're
women
not all
receive,
real. Women, are they all real? Did you fakey me?
No. Yeah. Women receive half
of
men.
Of the fellatios than men do.
Whew. I think for women, it's called cunnilingus.
You're the boss. Can I do mine?
Yes, of course. That is the natural and most...
Mine has a lot less preamble, and the answers are a lot shorter, and as a result, it's a lot lamer than your well-researched, topical, thoughtful Fakie 5. Because I think you're taking Fakie 5, your takey Fakie 5 seriously.
I'm trying to
make... just scrambling together.
I'm trying to take the show to the next...
some janky shit list of made-up crap.
Yep.
And you can quote me on that. Okay, this week's Fakie 5, Dave's Fakie 5, is Australian roller coasters. These are the names of roller coasters in Australia for real, one fakied.
Oh, dear. I am going to lose.
Number one, the plunger.
Real.
Number two, buzzsaw.
Real.
Number three, Turbo Mountain.
Ew.
Number four, you want to talk, ooh, the Bush Beast. And number five, Sea Viper. That is S-E-A. Not like C-section or something. So we have the Plunger, Buzzsaw, Turbo Mountain, the Bush Beast, and Sea Viper.
See, my first reaction is Sea Viper, but then I go to Buzzsaw, thus I'll say...
a different one entirely?
What was the three and four again?
Turbo Mountain, the Bush Beast.
Bush Beast is, like, so out there, I feel like it must be real.
It's a harried experience.
Okay, let's say Buzzsaw. Buzzsaw's fake.
I'm sorry, Han.
Shit.
The one that's fake is the Plunger.
Damn you!
That seemed to be the one you were most sure of.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Another...
another horrible, horrible...
fakey... another good round.
Yours are so difficult, man.
Another... oh, what? Yours were like... oh.
Sharia law?
Yeah, like...
all you had to know was
Sharia law.
Is... yeah.
It's ironic that I didn't get the fellatio one, too, eh?
Oh, cunnilingus is in there as well.
What? Now you just turned it gross.
Yeah. Well, shall we get right into now that segment that we've been avoiding? Is it like, are we avoiding it because it's like painful to do? No. We've just
like
been...
childbirth?
Can you avoid childbirth?
Yeah.
How?
An abortion.
Well, that's probably still painful.
Depends what stage. I don't know anything about abortions. I'm actually anti-abortion.
Anti-abortion?
No, I'm anti-abortion. I still believe the woman has the right, but I'm against...
why? That's curious.
Well, because what if you were aborted?
Well,
my life would be
sense.
A lot better, but I mean, for you, though...
that doesn't make any sense.
I never said my reasons make sense.
Really? Are you seriously anti-abortion?
Yeah. I'm not, no, but I'm...
you're pro-choice.
Pro-choice, but fundamentally...
like a fundamentalist Christian.
If you have the option, then might as well just go for it. Not the abortion, the birth. Because, like... I'm happy I exist, and I would be concerned if I was aborted, then I wouldn't exist.
Yeah, but you would never know it.
I know that, it's but like... I understand that part. And same thing when we die. We're not really going to know we died. Well, you will, because I'm going to make sure... I don't know. I never put a lot of... I don't put thought into things, okay? I just do. I just
that's
do
a curious,
and succeed.
Curious thing for you to hold.
I wouldn't hold an abortion. Wow, we're ruining this episode like we okay, did on rape last time.
No.
And by we, I guess I mean me. But,
mostly you. So well, let's move right into our big meaty topic here. It's like
okay. Should we go into the fundition of something before we? No, like you're the boss. I just mean like.
Oh.
I just talked about. You know,
oh yeah, we should lighten things up maybe.
Yes.
Okay, let's do the. Let's do our fundition of Would You Rather, the fun edition, which I contracted into fundition.
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 Now I understand why, because. Our previous ones, mostly mine, were the
yours.
Most horrible choices that no one would ever wish upon another human being.
They're like worse than Sophie's Choice, or at least as bad.
Should we get her on as a guest?
And we'll
Meryl
ask
Streep?
Her a question?
Cher or Meryl Streep? Who was in that?
Meryl Streep.
Okay, just...
you get Cher and Meryl Streep mixed up?
Should we get them both as a guest and have them fight?
Should I do mine or should you?
I'll do yours first.
Yeah, you do yours. Your fun dish. I'm looking forward to this. I love a fun. Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Yes.
Have the power of invisibility for 2 weeks.
What?
Starting tomorrow.
2 weeks. What a chip.
Starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Or get $900 a week, tax free plus inflation for life.
Interesting. $900 tax-free for life.
Plus inflation, like, so it'll go up marginally.
I like that you're so thoughtful about inflation, or you have so little faith in our economic system.
No, I just mean, like, in, like, 50 years, you're not going to be getting, like, the equivalent of 20 bucks.
Right. Or invisibility. Now, here's the thing about invisibility. Just like when I read The Invisible Man, it's like
I have a lot of answers.
There's so many things. Like, okay. When I eat stuff, does it turn instantly invisible? Do I have to wear clothes or take off all my clothes? What happens to my hair?
Okay, let me tell you.
Okay, is it like a magical field
around me? You have to take off
me?
Your clothes. Not now. I just mean, yeah, because all your biological body cells or dead cells, somehow it can tell.
Yeah, but what about all the stuff that's in me that's not alive, like my feces and things I eat and drink?
You shouldn't be eating and drinking feces, Han.
Well, after your last,
no, here's
would
the thing.
You rather?
Okay, here's the thing. Whatever is behind your invisible cells is invisible.
What about my glasses?
Your glasses would be visible.
So what? I have to wear contact lenses? That doesn't work for me. What, this is stupid.
Okay,
why would
so,
I? That's stupid.
First of all, you can get laser eye surgery.
Oh my
but
God.
The problem is,
I
you
have
two
to do
weeks.
Laser eye surgery for this. I should go with the other one because I can't pay for them. I mean, it's like, yeah.
But here's the thing. You think about
2 weeks from now.
But here's the thing. See, you could maybe do a bank heist, or you could probably maybe steal millions of dollars or something. Or
that's tough. Because like, I could maybe steal a lot of money.
Am I making
it
less fun because I have all these restrictions?
But if I go into a bank, I can see myself getting locked inside and like getting really hungry.
That's the whole part. See, I also gave it 2 weeks, so you couldn't like plan the perfect heist.
I
like,
know. I would just have to go around and...
You could also see a lot of nudies.
I could see a lot of nudies and do a lot of groping.
Yeah.
Free gropes. That's about it, really.
That could be priceless to you.
But I'd have to be... No, also it's winter.
You
well,
could
it's
touch
fall.
One attractive woman.
Yeah.
Would that not be worth it?
Why stop at one? But
my
2 weeks? No, I would go for the money.
Going for the money.
There's okay. Too many restrictions. 2 weeks is not long enough to like really get anything out of this, in my opinion. Like, what am I going to do being invisible? Exactly.
That's been up to you.
I just
That's...
like this pervert ghost.
Goat?
Ghost. Actually, that would be fun because I could. People who don't believe in ghosts, I could like totally. I'm a ghost.
What about James Randi's $1 million challenge?
That's right. I could get $1 million from that.
Yeah,
if,
you're right.
If they could set it up within 2 weeks.
Too late. To, you already said.
Yeah, no, no, no.
So you're going with the money.
I'm going with the sure cash.
Now, another thing you do is just get a job, I'm thinking.
What do you mean?
Then you'll get the same amount of money just over time.
Yeah, but this way I could have.
Yeah,
dude,
know,
I'm getting lots of money,
that was kind
like
of a joke.
Almost 36 a month, 36k a month, and
36k a month,
3.6k a month.
When you do point, I don't know if you have to use k anymore. Okay, anyways, I hope I satisfied the fundition of it.
Yeah, but I still.
Although you have to get laser eye surgery, which is painful. I guess.
Know. Also, you probably can't get it within time enough to like. Because can I turn on and off the skill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't totally be... Yeah, yeah, totally. You just turn on when, as you want.
Oh.
But you're already giving your answer. Remember,
but,
that's
But then
that's
I
our...
have all my clothes and everything. It's like...
Well, you can get dressed before you turn back.
I can't...
And I beg you, do that.
Okay, David, would you rather... When... Speaking of funditions, why does our funditions always involve money, hey? Win $1 million or
lose $1 million.
Add 5 years to your life. So whatever your lifespan theoretically is in terms of like whatever your health or whatever, you can add 5 years. So you would average 5 years longer.
I would. This is easy. There's no thought needed here. I would add 5 years to my life.
Ah.
Because first of all, I could just. Earn $1 million if I really, like, made apps and stopped dicking around all the time. Instead of playing Rage, if I made, like...
Yeah, but if you add those 5 years, would you go for $1 million? Or would you just continue to live your life?
5 years. I want 5 years more. I want to live to 110.
I agree, but I'm also saying, like... I'm just saying... If
I want
you
to outlive you.
Yeah, no, who doesn't? I would like to outlive me. If you add 5 years, will you go for that $1 million you would have otherwise have gotten? like the $1 million, think of it this way, well, could improve your life greatly. You could get so much more out of
it. I could just blow it in 6 months. Have you seen what I bought last week?
No, but, well, I don't know.
I'm
going to
drink this on camera.
$1 million can go a long way. And you could, you know, live the life.
Stop talking me out of it. I've made my choice. That's not how.
I know.
That's not how Would You Rather works. You don't make me feel sad that I picked wrong or something, which I don't.
I'm just trying to. I recently was going to say 10 years, and I was like, no, that's who would go for the $1 million? Of course you'd want 10 years. And then I went to 5. But I was actually also thinking of 1 year. But 1 year, I think you would still go.
I don't know. I want to live forever.
But year.
We could just chat, right? Like we're on the clock.
There's no clock on this show.
I was thinking that, you know, I do want to live forever, right?
So do I.
I'm hoping that they invent living forever, or more importantly, download. Like, I don't need this body. I just want to be thinking forever, right?
I want to play games and meet women forever.
Okay, you have a tougher challenge ahead of you. If you're in a computer, I guess you can meet other programs in a computer.
Yep.
But maybe not interface.
Ew.
What was my point? Oh, yes. I want to live forever. And so I want them to invent, like, brain downloading is the thing I want them to invent. And some crazy scientists or mathematicians or kooks.
Or sane one.
Have said that, you know, maybe in 50 years, right, and stuff, it's possible. So I'm hoping.
That we live long.
Okay. But also, another important development on me for immortality, or even to be brought back from the dead, is time travel. I assume you have a degree in physics.
I do, but what?
You know
how time travel working
they say that when you time travel can only go back as far as to the point when they invented time travel? You heard that before?
I've not heard that theory, but interesting.
It is like the popular theory where you can only go back in time up to when you invented time travel. Some weird mathematical condition or constraint or something.
Okay.
So I want them to invent time travel soon. Because that way, some future person or relative or someone can go back, like,
just tell
dig
us.
Up my body or something, and then reanimate me.
Oh,
or maybe
I
some
see.
Sort of, in the future, they'll go back and get all the bodies they can. But they better invent time travel soon. Can
That'd
I join
be nice.
A committee or something to help?
Yeah, who do we give $1 million to?
Yeah. Yeah, how is being invisible for 2 weeks going to help you there?
The invisible one is a funny thing, because, like, really, what are you going to do? The only thing you really do is crime. various types of crime.
Well, no, we just said we can get the $1 million challenge. That's a legitimate way to get $1 million.
That's a very specific one thing in the world you can do.
Okay, but that's it exists.
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily a crime.
But if it weren't for that, and you in 2 weeks, you're not likely to get a meeting with James Randi.
No. Hello, we have pictures with him. He's our friend.
No. Still.
Okay, there's a lull. Keep the show going.
I can always edit it out. I have that power.
Not without my authorization.
Roger that. Shall we get straight to the skeptical topic blather?
Yes, we should do that.
Wait, is it blather or blabber?
It's whatever you want. What do you want today?
I want blather.
Blather?
Because I have a little bit of lisp.
Interesting.
So, since we've been leading up to it, now it's like too built up and I don't have anything really good to talk about. But no, I'm going to talk about fluoridation of water.
Oh, I thought you meant going to Florida for the summer, for the winter.
Many Canadians do. That's why they have such great teeth.
The lady in the elevator today is going to Florida tomorrow. That's why I was delayed meeting with the antechamber.
You had a little chat in the elevator?
Yeah, because she pressed the button, and then she had to go back, and then she said, go on without me, and then right as the door was closed, she said, wait, Private Ryan?
What the hell are you talking about?
It was some crazy, zany experience on the 7th floor.
You were storming the Normandy Beach there?
More like waiting for an elderly lady to enter the elevator.
Oh, okay.
That was the other plot of that movie.
Saving an old lady?
Go on.
Fluoridation of water. Now, I just want to talk about it just briefly because I saw a friend of mine or someone I know, an acquaintance, you know, they posted how they wished that the government would stop adding fluoride to our water supply. And I was like, well, what's up with that? So I looked it up and I checked it out.
How long ago was this?
Like a month ago now. It was topical at the time I started, okay. But of course we haven't gotten around to it to now. So I looked up, I'm going to go over the histories very quickly. So fluoride is a mineral, as some of you may know, that occurs naturally in water and food. Some food.
What's some food, you know?
No, I don't know what foods are.
Toothpaste, I bet.
Toothpaste is yummy. I usually have a pea-sized amount. Goes great in a curry sauce.
I don't like the way you handled my joke.
No, I don't either. In the early 1900s...
What's that thing on your arm?
Dr. McKay searched for nearly 30 years, looking for the cause of staining of teeth that was prevalent in Colorado. Sorry, I'm reading here, so... Anyway.
Off your iPhone.
Yep, because we're at... I don't have my computer with me. Where he practiced dentistry. In his investigation...
It's not a laptop, so he couldn't really. It's unwieldy.
Frederick S. McKay found a condition common in other states, including Texas, where it was known as Texas teeth. It was caused by fluoride in the water. High amounts of fluoride in the water. High concentrations of fluoride.
Wait, what did that cause? What did high amounts of fluoride cause?
Stained teeth. So they had, you know, this is the early 1900s, early America. I guess middle-aged America now. Well, I don't know what the... Still early America, I guess, technically. I don't know.
Don't make us cancel the segment.
Teenage America?
Tween America?
So they had water, but it was just like water from wells and lakes and whatnot. And they had natural fluoride in the water there. Naturally occurring fluoride. In 1928, he concluded that such teeth, although stained, showed a singular absence of decay, in quotes, and that both the staining and the decay resistance were caused by something known as fluoride. I guess I already said that. I kind of like jibber-jabbered over my own notes.
I have a question, but yeah, should I wait till the end?
No. Always interrupt.
Okay, if fluoride naturally occurs in water...
It does naturally. In some water.
Okay, like, some. Okay. So
this is in the southern states.
In the other areas, they're not removing fluoride and then adding it.
No,
it's just not there in the first place.
It's not there in the first place, or it's not nearly
high enough. Do you know why
it
occurs in some areas?
I assume it's just like any other mineral. It just happens to be there.
I guess there's rocks of certain types around
exactly.
Where... Okay.
Essentially, it's in... Yeah, and it occurs naturally in some bodies of water because of the mineral or whatever deposits. The Public Health Service at the time then took over to determine the amount of fluoride that would provide protection from teeth decay without causing staining. In 1943, Dr. H. Trendley Dean traced the dental status of thousands of children who drank naturally fluoridated water.
Will there be a test later on this?
Yep. In 21 states... In 21 cities in 4 states, and reported that the ideal amount of fluoride was 1 part per million parts water, a ratio we still use today.
4 parts per million.
One part fluoride, a million parts water.
1 part per million.
Yeah, 1 part per million. 1 ppm.
You ever tried to drink a million parts of water?
Not in one sitting.
Actually, you have, but go
on. In comparison, the ocean naturally has between 1.2 and 1.5 ppm of fluoride.
But I understand, though. Doesn't all rivers and streams and lakes come from the ocean somehow?
No, it goes the other way.
Everything goes to the ocean?
Yeah.
That's why they're so big, eh?
Dude, it goes to the ocean, not the other way around.
Okay, whatever, Jacques Cousteau.
So this
Jacques
concentration...
Cousteau or Jacques?
You can see why we didn't embark on this... Last time, because it would take... Well, anyway.
Embark. Ooh.
This concentration was demonstrated to result in healthy, attractive teeth that had a third as many cavities as might otherwise be expected without staining. So when they first introduced this into municipal water, communities would see about 50% fewer decay instances, or I guess cases, than those of their non-fluoridated
counterparts. Did you type all this out?
No, most of it's copy and paste.
From Wikipedia?
No, actually from quackwatch.org and Wikipedia. And
I just said Wikipedia and you said no.
Well, it's mostly Quackwatch. Okay. Also, the Skeptic.
Oh.
Yes, that's right.
Do our listeners know about the Skeptic's Dictionary iPhone app and iPad app?
You may go along with your spiel about the Skeptic's Dictionary.
It's available in the App Store for 99 cents. It brings you all the wonderful articles written by Bob Carroll on his award-winning website, skeptic.com. right to your iPhone so you could read up and learn and challenge other people's crazy thoughts.
But it's in his, you know, it's his opinion of it. It's one man's take.
It's not, 99 cents.
It's not Wikipedia or otherwise, you know. What's his credentials, this Bob Carroll?
He invented aspartame. I don't know. Oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. You're going to edit that out, right? I don't know. He's a very smart man, okay? Have you read? You have read the articles. They're amazing. They're so thorough.
I know. But I was just wondering what his credentials
are. And the app. Don't get me started on how good that is. Search. There's a history.
I still have a support ticket open with them.
That is incorrect.
Okay, what was I talking about? The most boring topic ever? The greatest benefit of fluoridated water was obtained by children who had drunk the fluoridated water since childbirth.
I don't think children should be drunk. I just want to say that right now.
Recent data has shown that fluoridation has been reducing the incidence of cavities by about 20 to 40% in children and 15 to 35% in adults in recent days. But that's because this reduction in efficacy is probably due to improved dental hygiene.
Yeah, totally.
And widespread
use of fluoride toothpaste. Have you seen what happened
to Crest
lately? There's like 18 bullet points on the current toothpaste.
That is, you know, that is funny because like the toothpaste section is like a huge shelf. There's like hundreds of options of just toothpaste alone.
Like it's like, you know, it's like Crest Ultra that replaced Crest Total, that replaced Crest Complete.
Did that replace Crest Ultimate and Penultimate?
Crest Pretty Good was before that. Crest Not So Bad.
Pretty sure this is the best.
No, but seriously, your point is, yeah, the reductions in the effect of fluoride,
fluoridated water,
could easily be attributed to just the other general improvements in dental care.
Yeah, people brush their teeth now and floss.
I've started recently.
Mouthwash.
Not that.
So, as with many things, too much fluoride can cause dental fluorosis, which, in its mildest form, causes small, white, virtually invisible, opaque areas on teeth. However, in severe form, fluorosis results in brownish mottling.
Oh, it's a modeling career is not that bad.
But it's not caused by artificial fluoridation, because the levels are kept low enough to avoid the effect.
Can we fast forward to where this gets interesting, or...
Dude, I'm only halfway through this, so...
Oh my God. This will be the episode we cut from the list we presented to the Webby Awards.
So anyway, fluoridation of water is considered by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention as one of the 10 great public health achievements of the century.
Clearly that's a 32 gig iPhone.
Of the 20th century.
To store all this text.
Now this is kind of like the history I just covered. Like,
yeah, you're
now
right.
You know
this
that,
had
like,
nothing to do with skepticism
back
yet.
Back in the 1900s, we discovered, hey, putting fluoride in water, one part per million, now people have better
teeth. Did that have to be individually counted out, or do they have a whole...
They use a dropper.
Okay.
So now there are arguments against... Now we're getting to the skeptic part, which is that...
So far, everything sounds great. We don't want tooth decay, right?
So the problem is that the
yes.
anti-fluoridators, I don't know what they're called. I'll take in quotes from one of my articles. Unfortunately, I don't remember which source. There wasn't much of a case one could make against the effectiveness of fluoridation, but it was a simple matter to make unsubstantiated claims about the safety of fluoridation. So they don't dispute that it does help, you know, keep people's teeth healthy, but what they dispute is how safe it is. For them, the issue is never simply a matter of liberty or freedom or not. The issue is always whether the government is justified in intervening in this way. That's their primary argument. It's good to know. So that if you get in an argument with someone who's like, oh man, I wish the government would stop fluoridating the water.
Can I play Rage while you go on with this?
Now, as a public health measure, I have a question.
What motivated people to be against fluoride in the first place?
It's an anti-government sentiment. People latched onto
this.
Okay,
so just like the anti-government people said, you're not putting fluoride in my water!
That's exactly right. But now, over the years, it has developed...
I just played a clip of the first person who did that.
No,
that wasn't me doing it.
Over the years, it's like, you know, we've proven and proven and kept proving that it's safe. So they latch onto, well, how do you know it's safe? Kind of thing. And so they make up all these like crazy claims about how safe or unsafe it is. So as a public health measure, fluoridation is unusual in several ways. A, it's a copy of a naturally occurring phenomenon, as I mentioned. It is supported by libraries full of articles that document its safety and effectiveness. This is copied word for word from Skeptics Dictionary. So I apologize for that.
Get the app. Available 99 cents in iTunes App Store.
It's so well documented. It's more documented than any other public health measure. One more
thing. Available for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch.
Well, iPhone 4S.
That's iPhone. Go on.
It is supported by a variety of health, scientific, and civic groups that could hardly be expected to agree on any other single measure. But most significantly, it is the only health measure that is often put to a public vote.
Really?
Which is very strange, because like, you would think the science could just speak on the subject. But no, people were always like... And actually, it used to be like back in the 1960s, you know, during the Cold War era, they would say fluoridation was a communist plot to...
Is there always like one woman in Oregon who started the whole... Well,
I won't...
A future episode when we talk about...
They're always worried about the health of children.
What's the Diet Coke, the Diet Cola... ingredient?
Aspartame?
Yeah, when you get to aspartame, that was caused by one woman in Oregon or some other state.
Really? That's interesting.
Or multiple women. Or it could be men.
So that's pretty much...
Could have been another country, too. I'm just saying that...
Aspartame.
But I think aspartame and Florida are kind of similar, the way I see it, in terms of, you know, the science says this, the
kooks say this. It's very safe, and like, let's use it. Better than sugar. All those diabetes sufferers can have sweet stuff.
But let's stay on fluoride.
Actually, I'm done. That's it.
That's it?
That was it. That was the whole thing. It's like they're... Yeah. But people latch onto that.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I know. Well, you learned a little about fluoride. And I am myself very happy that we have fluoride in the water. I mean, I'm pretty sure I would have much worse teeth if I didn't.
Wait, this is good teeth, what I'm seeing right now?
Well, yep.
Okay. Interesting things to consider. Things to consider.
Skeptical topic blad.
Fluoride.
I almost said bladder.
Fluoride.
What? Did you have one?
Yeah, but...
Do you feel like it's too
41
lazy?
Minutes. Let's...
throw in something fun?
Yeah.
How about...
What about the word? Did you have a word or phrase?
New word phrase.
Hold
yeah.
on, but... No.
You do your new
no,
word
let's
phrase,
not forget not the psychic challenge. Maybe one of us is psychic.
Oh my goodness. Let's find out if we're psychic.
Okay, I'll start with you.
Where are my cards? Did you
know.
Take them?
No, I didn't. They're okay, right there, yeah. Blindo. Okay, I'll start with you, okay?
Am I psychic?
So in this psychic challenge...
Yeah.
No, yeah. We're just doing this now. Who knows what we've done other episodes?
I know, but you may want to explain.
No, I'm just going to see if you're psychic now. I have five different cards with five symbols on it. The standard Zener ESP deck.
Okay.
And I'm going to hold one up to me, facing me, and we'll see if Han, using his psychic abilities, can tell me which one it is.
It's a... Wait, is there a square in there? Is there a square?
I'm not giving you any...
What are the shapes? I forget.
Oh, you mean...
Was it a square?
Okay, what else are we doing?
No, just do it. I forget what the shapes
square,
are.
Square, circle,
oh, wait,
plus...
wait, I have them here.
They're in front of you.
Okay, do it again. That doesn't count.
I'm shuffling again.
Was it a square?
No, it wasn't a square.
Fine.
So it shouldn't even count. But anyways.
Cross.
That's a square, you fool.
Damn! The one time I could have
I think
had
I'm psychic. What are you doing? You're looking... You're supposed to be random, eh? You know, don't... Okay. Oh, that circle.
It was a plus.
Today, neither of us are psychic. Or we're just
not in the zone. It's not.
No, it's not the zone. Maybe we didn't want to reveal it yet.
My aura was.
I have to sneeze.
A bit dim.
I'm going to mute myself.
What? I was about to take a drink, and now you're going to sneeze while I'm drinking?
No, I can't sneeze.
Now I can't drink.
Okay. Hello.
How
testing,
are the two
testing,
related? Okay, so let's do a new word phrase. How about you do yours, since I did my big skeptical blather?
Okay. Now. Regarding new word or phrase, it's not new word phrase.
Yes, it is new word phrase.
No, it's supposed to be new word slash phrase or new word or phrase.
What? Oh. I thought it was just new word phrase.
No.
I didn't know there was a slash
we're
in
both,
there.
Everyone's learning tonight. Okay. So what do we have in the past so far? I did Wow the Cow and Bibble Babble.
Bibble Babble.
And you did some...
And also, don't get all Dora up my ass or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Dora on my ass.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that one. But anyways, but the first two apparently exist all over the internet. And then one of yours totally was like...
Oh, yeah. What was it? The Sender's Remorse.
Yeah. So I realized that basically everyone in the world so far has thought up everything already.
Yeah.
But this time I made a phrase and made sure it did not exist.
You Google verified it.
Yes. So my new word or phrase is putting a dozen mushrooms in a burning haystack.
I don't get it. What is that?
It means you're wasting time by doing something stupid and risky.
Why is it risky?
Because you're not throwing them in. You're literally you're putting them into a burning haystack.
That's not
wise, yes.
No, but that's not explicit. What's the phrase again?
Putting a dozen mushrooms in a burning haystack. That is a totally new phrase. Let's spread that around the world.
Why is it a dozen?
Because if it's just one, you might get lucky.
Well, here's the thing. I could imagine if it was a haystack that was reasonably sized.
Yeah, it is reasonably sized. One area
might
be burning.
But if you're putting magic mushrooms, like the...
No,
they're just
regular, like pepperoni pizza mushrooms. What? They're just regular, run-of-the-mill...
Should we have a pepperoni pizza mushroom pizza right now?
No, because I don't like mushrooms. That's why I'm going to put them in a burning haystack. What's the type of mushroom that's just a common on a pizza?
Portobello?
Is it portobello?
Or button mushrooms?
Whatever the white
button
common
mushroom
one.
Button.
I never heard that. White.
They're, I don't know.
We'll verify this for next episode, if there will be one.
Shiitake.
So that's my new word phrase. New word or phrase.
That is difficult. I've already forgotten it. Putting a dozen mushrooms
in a burning haystack. Not on.
In.
You got to reach in there, man.
Okay, in, I understand, is like foolish.
Yeah.
But that's all this is. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's a strange one.
Yeah.
That is a real stretch. Sounds like it was tailored not to be found on Google.
That may be a factor. I cannot say.
Is there a put a mushroom in a haystack on Google?
I don't know. But that's my new word or phrase for this week.
Oh, okay.
I know it's not going to wow the cow, but...
Here's one that won't wow the cow, but I'm sure I do feel like we need a phrase for it.
I actually have Sanders remorse on my word. New word phrase.
My new word or phrase is link wait time, LWT. But people will call it the LWT.
What?
Okay. Link wait time.
Okay.
And that is the number of seconds that elapse after clicking on a web page and before reclicking or deciding to try something else. So that's when you're on, you're in your browser and you're on a website and you click and your browser starts spinning and you're like, how many seconds elapsed before you decide, you know what, this is not working. I'm going to try again, or I'm going to click again, or I'm going to quit.
So everybody has like one link wait time?
There's like, I think the thing I thought about this, and people have, it should be like, it might be a formula because when you're really impatient, or when you're trying to show something to someone, it's probably a much lower number. Because when you want to show someone something, it usually is like you want an instant response because you don't want them to wait as well. But when you're by yourself, sometimes you're willing to wait a little longer.
So how do we measure and record and reveal these?
Well, it's just an
arbitrary number that – or like
– different people have different numbers, I guess. Yeah. It's just a measure of your patience
with
the internet.
But do you have one number and we compare our numbers, or is it just –
Yeah, we probably could. I've never measured mine.
So how do you make the average then?
I guess you have to keep recording over many times.
But if you have no friends, then your number won't be... Because then you're not showing it to anybody. So then that type of...
I think it would be an interesting statistic. You could have a histogram, like with IMDb or whatever. It could be... Sometimes you wait a second, sometimes you wait... You're willing to wait 20 seconds.
Now, what do you think how do you think your number compares to other people's, the average...
That's a good question.
Mine is very low, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm like finally, I haven't been to, like, I don't know, Engadget in so long. I'm so excited. Let's hear that. And then and after 2 seconds, I'm like, fuck this shit. That's it. Like, I have no patience. So I have a low. My LWT is pretty low, I think.
I think mine's high. I think mine might be unreasonably high.
I have just a general no patience problem.
But I do.
If I'm like at a store and there's two people in line and someone's puts their pin in wrong, I'm out. I leave. I don't want to.
It's time to reject.
I can't tell you in all seriousness how many times I've left a grocery store just left my basket
paying
of stuff.
In pennies?
No, not nothing. Just like someone asked the wrong type of question in front of me. I have, as you know, a number of mental disorders, and I think one of them relates to patience and. I don't know. So my LWT would be very low.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, my LDL is, I think, pretty good, though.
Your cholesterol?
The good cholesterol. So, no, that's the bad cholesterol. HDL and LDL? LDL.
I think Rogers charges extra for HDL. Okay, so shall we talk about...
Now, did you Google high-density leaves? What was it again?
Yeah, I did. It actually isn't used anywhere. Link wait time.
In quotes.
Yep.
Zero matches.
No, not zero. It's like 5,000. But all things that don't relate to browsers or waiting.
Mine had site. Zero matches. In quotes.
Really?
In quotes.
Oh, but yours is like 11 words?
No, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. In terms of words that aren't in or a, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 English words, dude.
Okay.
We're at 50 minutes.
Let me just add that while I looked up Sharia law, this is a little trivia. In 2003, a Malaysian court ruled that, under Sharia law, a man may divorce his wife via text messaging as long as the message was clear and unequivocal.
Good to know.
That's pretty... talk about a way to end a relationship.
No, but I like how these fundamental religions adapt to the current technologies.
That's right.
That's a good step forward. I like that.
That's what the Prophet Muhammad would have wanted.
Yes.
Oh my God, are they going to put a fatwa on my life?
If they don't, I will.
So, David, have you anything that you'd like to say about things you hate for... A time to hate.
Yes, I have a very simple, short one. Just to, I think I mentioned this to you before, not on camera, if you know what I mean. I hate dropping my keys.
What are you talking about?
There's nothing. I just hate, like, when you're like...
Would you drop your keys?
All I think, when I drop my keys, all I think about is like, oh, my God. Is this my life? I can't even hold on to my keys.
What? Did it happen to you today?
No, not today.
How often does it happen to you?
Like, twice a year? I'm like...
Twice a year?
It's just so embarrassing. Like, the keys are like... There's a ring, and then there's all these pointy objects that are meant to be grabbed.
It is kind of like dropping a bell.
I mean, like, it's so grippable. There's so many ways to hold it. You can kind of hold it... Between two knuckles.
But it's usually in a pocket, and it's like you got a fumble in there.
I don't know why. When I drop my keys, I just get so depressed.
You get depressed. I see. So you hate that. That's. I can understand if you're like, you know, you or have a night drinking, and you're like, you're reaching for the keys to open your door, and you drop them. And you're like, what the hell?
No, this specifically actually is when I'm not drinking. If I am drinking, I drop my keys, which may have never happened. It's just a funny thing, like, whoopsies, look at me, drop my keys.
Yeah.
But it's just when you're not drunk and you're totally sober and you drop your keys, you're like, I am such a failure.
See, the thing is...
can't grasp anything.
I have a greater fear of sewer grave.
I don't
grave.
Have a fear. I just hate it.
I understand. Okay.
Because it's a That's time very depressing. To hate.
Understood. But here's my thing about keys and dropping. It's like, I can't remember the last time I dropped my keys, and now I'm going to drop them like 5 times on the way home. But, yeah, I don't recall dropping keys. That seems very rare. But every time I walk past a sewer grate or, like, you know, the grates that have ventilation to the subway, I think about, what if I just reached for my keys and they fell through that? And I'd be, like, so pissed off because, you know, those are my keys, man. For everything.
Well, here's what you can do. I'm just thinking. How about you don't reach for your keys?
I know, I don't. But I was just thinking, what would happen if I, like,
decide to... Well, I've never even considered that. Now you have a new fear on me. No, I guess just everyone... There may have never been keys dropped in a sewer grate or other grating ever because people have total control over...
No, I'm sure people
key
have...
handling. Well, here's the thing, though. If you're just, flicking them on your finger...
Yeah. But actually, I also think about dropping cell phones. Like, if you're talking on your phone and it gets slips over your hand and it falls into a
narrow,
sewer grate.
Okay, I guess a sewer grate, but a subway grate, I think you're okay.
Subway grate, probably okay.
It's more of a grid-like structure.
Yeah, it's very... You'd have to be, like, pretty good aim.
I can't believe we're ending it on this stupid thing.
What? Here,
here's
done?
No, I'm just saying we're 54 minutes. But here's, like... Here's an interesting fact, because when I'm walking around outside...
You mentioned the time again.
I'm going to keep mentioning the time. It's now 54:46. It's now 54:49.
Okay, here's the thing.
It's now 54:51. When I'm walking around outside, I always like to have my keys on my finger and kind of twirling them.
You do?
Yes. So seriously? I'm walking around subways and grates. I never even considered this.
But you're living the...
But here's the thing. I've never dropped my keys in motion. Only when I need to use my keys, them. Like from removal from pocket or whatever, that's when I drop, and that's when the shame...
You get one of those little chains with that hook onto your belt
loop. I guess that's why they even exist.
Yeah, because of people with that fear.
It's not a fear.
Oh, you don't want to get depressed because you're
I suddenly realize how pathetic I am when I drop my keys. I'm like, yes, I can't, you know, make it in the NBA. You know, I'm not a doctor, but at least I could hold on to my keys.
NBA can't even players do all that.
Hold on to my own damn keys.
I'm sure doctors drop keys all the time, except neurosurgeons. I'm sure they're much more careful.
Parting thoughts?
What? We're going to end it here? Don't you want to talk about your society?
No, there's not enough time. Assuming we want to keep it to under an hour, I think that's fair. Around
with
an
edits.
Hour. I don't want to talk about edits.
Okay.
We have to. That's a whole separate podcast.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, you know what is funny is that I was supposed to write a parting thought, and I didn't write one. Did you?
Yep.
Ah, very good.
My parting thought is no white lies.
Ooh, that's a toughie. Dude, no, white lies are
there's
like...
no decision.
White lies are like the grease in the cogs of society, man.
I would like them to
end. They spare people's feelings.
But feelings of what? The color of the hat they bought?
Is that the suggestion? Is that in your society?
Saying that a lie is never... Is there ever a good lie? Like, do I look fat in this jeans? I don't think is a good lie. Are there good lies?
I don't know. That's actually
a deeper topic.
A deep topic. Yeah, no. Are there deep?
But my point, though, my parting thought is I
think it's a time and place. You know,
people should lie less. I would like that.
Sure.
I think people have in our society these days have taken the crutch of the easy white lie and incorporated it into their lives way too much.
Wait, have you seen the movie The Invention of Lying?
Yes.
And how was it?
That movie sucked shit. Did I mention that? We talked about Ricky Gervais in
the
earlier podcast.
So now I'm saying, like, but in that world, they didn't lie.
No, well, here's the thing about that world, and here's my complaint about the entire movie, okay?
Oh, okay.
There's a difference between not lying and then purposely giving truthful information.
What? Okay?
If I walk in right now, and you're like, and I think you're like really stupid and dumb and ugly, okay?
Yeah.
I can just not say anything. I'm not lying. I don't have to invent lying. But I don't have to come in and go, hey, I think you're stupid, dumb, and ugly. You understand? I'm not lying by saying that. Okay? If you ask me, hey, do you think I'm smart? Then I'd have to lie and say, no, I think you're an idiot. But if you don't ask the question, why am I volunteering that information? That's not about lying or telling the truth. That's just being an ass.
Is that what that movie was all about?
You should see the movie, and we'll discuss it next time.
Huh. Okay.
Anyways, we're at the final minute. Let's just remind our viewers and listeners, that the Skeptics Dictionary is available in the App Store.
No, don't pick your app again. So,
price might go up one day, so get it now.
This episode went by really fast, but I guess it was just me talking skeptical blather, which you can all skip. And if you made it to the end, congratulations. And thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you. And
we do enjoy these shows, even though, you know, we don't enjoy each other's company that much.
Well, that's because one of us. Anyways, there's no time for that.
No, I guess so you can either email me, Han, at han@thedavidhanshow.com or
dave@thedavidhanshow.com
with your questions, suggestions,
concerns, gripes. Segment suggestions?
Grapes?
No.
Gropes?
No. And we're done? You're the boss.
Yes, thank you for listening. See ya.